Ai, bobô!
Ai, bobô!
Ai, bobô!
Ai, bobô!
It's St. John's Eve in New Orleans, the holiest day on the voodoo calendar. Dozens of worshippers dressed head to toe in white are honoring St. John the Baptist as well as the great voodoo queen Marie Laveau. Gathered before a statue of the high priestess, they chant and sway, placing offerings on a shrine already piled high with candles, fruit and flowers. Local High Priestess Sally Ann Glassman is leading a head-washing ceremony, a sort of voodoo baptism. It's a way of connecting with voodoo spirits known as the Loa.
We anoint people's heads so that people know that they're sacred, and that's a sacred place for spirit to enter. So we're treating our own heads as though they're altars.
Today's ceremony is unfolding in the lobby of a trendy hotel. According to Sally Ann, interest in voodoo has soared in recent years.
I think voodoo's really growing by leaps and bounds. It's obviously crossing racial lines and national lines, and people are finding meaning in it.
Its roots in the city, however, run deep.
Voodoo has been a presence in New Orleans since 1719 in the very first slave ship, so it's been with us for a long time and developed as a conflicted encounter between these African traditions and Native American practices, European Catholics, and all of these different beliefs were held together like it was a gumbo.
In the devastation that followed Hurricane Katrina, it's said that around 90% of voodoo practitioners left the city, some of whom began a new life elsewhere and never returned. But 10 years after the levees failed, the voodoo culture is attracting more and more followers. Voodoo drummer Jason Winnikoff is one of them.
I'm pretty new to it. I'm actually Jewish. Many moons ago, same old story of you hate college, all of a sudden you start to question things. And then there's also, drumming is spiritual for me, it's religious for me.
Henri Braggs is another recent convert.
I've been practicing voodoo actually a year now. Stepping into the world of voodoo has completely changed my life for the better. And that's the misconception of what voodoo is. It's not black magic. We're a positive house. It's nothing but love.
In 1996, Brandy Kelly opened the Voodoo Authentica boutique in the heart of the French Quarter. She says that while the religion is starting to claim its place in the mainstream, it also has a more diverse following.
I find a lot of women coming to these traditions and a lot of people in the gay community because they feel excluded from the traditions that they were born into. Exclusion is not in our vocabulary. The main increase I've honestly seen has been in the Haitian voodoo community. Getting initiated in Haitian style voodoo here at a Haitian voodoo house.
Back at the St. John's Eve ceremony, the cries and chanting crescendo until some worshippers fall to the floor in an apparent trance. Guests entering the hotel lobby to check in are unfazed. We are in New Orleans, after all. This is Rochelle Harrison-Pless reporting for RFI.